कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम राम कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज विहारी 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 जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन 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 యమునా తీర వనచారి జయ రాధా మాధవా జయ కుంజ విహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవా జయ కుంజ విహారీ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Govinda jaya jaya Gopala jaya jaya ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ 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 ಗೋಪಾಲ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ 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 ಗೋಪಾಲ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnupadaya Krishna Prataya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Vinahamine Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Saraswati Devim Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Sashatyadeshatarine Oh. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Songbook, page 44, Manasa Deha Geha, from Sharanagari, Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sharanagari, Manasa Deha Geha, page 44. Manasa deho geho yo kichu mora apilu tu apade mandakishora. Manasa deho geho yo kichu mora arpilu tu apade nandakishora. Vipade jivani marane dama mage latva opada barane. Sampade vipade sampade vipade jivane marane daima magela tuva opada bharane
sampade
राघोभि जो इच्छो तोहारा नित्यदासा प्रदि तुवा अधिकारा राघोभि जो इच्छा तोहारा नित्यदास प्रति तुवाय अधिकारा जन्मो भीमो इच्छा जादितोर भक्त गृहे जनी जन्म हाउ मोरम तो भक्त गृहे जनी जन्म हाउ मोरम जन्म वो भी मोया इच्छा जादितोरम भक्त गृहे जनी जन्म हाउ मोरम इच्छा जड़ी तो भक्त गृहे जनी जन्म हाउ मोर कीन जन्म हाउ जधा तुआ दास बहिर्मुखा ब्रह्मा जन्मे नाहि आशम यथा तु वादास बहिर्मुखा ब्रह्मा जन्मे नाहि आश कीद जन्माहो यथा तु वादास बहिर्मुखा ब्रह्मा जन्मे नाहि आशम भुक्ति मुक्ति स्पृहा विहीन जे भक्ता लभै देता को संग अनुरक्ता विनये भक्ता लभै देता को संग अनुरक्त भुक्ति मुक्ति स्पृहा विहीनये भक्त लभै देता को संग अनुरक्त जनक जननी दई दई तथा आनी प्रभु गुरुपति तुहु सर्वामोयम् दैततनाय प्रभु गुरुपति तुहु सर्वामोयम् जनक जननी दैततनाय प्रभु गुरुपति तुहु सर्वामोयम् प्रभु गुरुपति तुहु सर्वामोयम् बकति विनोदा कोहे शुनोकाना राधानाथा तुहु हमार पराणाम तीनों दा को है सुनो काना राधा माधा तू हो हमार पराणाम भक्ति विनोद को है सुनो काना राधा माधा तू हो हमार प्राणाम मानस देहो गेहो यो किचो मोर आर पिलुम तुआ पदे नंद किशोर हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे जय राधा गोकुल नंद राधा गोकुल नंद राधे जय राधा गोकुल नंद राधा गोकुल नंद राधे
Jaya Radha Gokula Nanda Radha Gokula Nanda Radhe Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ram Lakshman Hanuman Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Jaya Gaura Nitai 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 Jaya Prabhu Pada Jaya Prabhu Pada Jaya Prabhu Pada Jaya Prabhu Pada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada
Vishwapada Paramahamsa Parivradagacharya Ashtotra Shada Shri Shivan Abhacharanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharashila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Nitila Pravishnam Vishwapada Paramahamsa Parivradagacharya Ashtotra Shada Shri Shivan Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Maharashila Prabhupada Ki Anandavadi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Saho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Govinada Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhani Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Dham Ki Madhurapuri Dham Ki Jagannathpuri Dham Ki Dwarakapuri Dham Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Tulasi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Gaur Premanandi All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotee. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Shambhadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhudaleshwami Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Prajarini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshadharini. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalagaya Chakshurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadadim Swapadandiyam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajadam Sahagana Raghunathanvidam Tam Sajivam Sadvaidam Savadhudam Parijana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalidam Shri Vishakhanvidamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagalpade Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostude Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyaye Vaja Patidanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Parthaya Pradibodhidam Bhagavadam Narayanena Swayam Vyasena Graditam Purana Muninam Madhye Mahabharatam Advaitam Radavarshinim Bhagavadim Ashtadashadhyayinim Ambatva Manusandhadami Bhagavad Gide Bhavadveshinim Namostude Vyasa Vishala Buddhe Hullara Vindaya Dapatra Netra Yena Tvaya Bharata Taila Purna Prajwalido Jnanamaya Pradiva Prapanna Parijadaya Totra Vetraika Panaye Jnana Mudraya Krishnaya Gita Amrita Duhe Nama Sarvopanishado Gavo Dugdha Gopala Nandana Parthovalsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahad Vasudeva Sudam Devam Kamsajanura Mardanam Devagi Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadguyam Vishmadrona Tada Jayadhrata Jala Gandhara Nilolpala Shalyagrahavati Krupena Vahini Karnena Velagula Ashwathama Vikarna Khora Magara Duryodhana Vartini Sotirna Khalupanda Vairana Nadi Kaivartaga Keshava Parasharya Vajasarojamamalam Gidartha Gandholkadam Nana Khyanaga Kesaram Harikatha Sambhodana Bhodidam Logai Sajjana Shalpadeya Haraha Prebiyamanam Muda Bhuyad Bharada Pangaja Kalimala Pradhum Sinashreyase Mukam Karoti Vajalam Pangum Lankayade Girim Yalkrupatamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam Ya Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marudastvan Vandi Divyaistavir Vedai Sangavadai Kramopanishadir Gayandiyam Samaga Dhana Vastita Tadgadena Manasa Pashyandiyam Yogino Yasyandam Vidusura Suraganai Devaya Tasmai Nama Om Shri Krishnaya Nama Shri Madhyayaya Nama Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam Govinda Govinda
discussing last Sunday the prayers of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, after experiencing the mercy of Krishna and felt that he had committed this great offense to the Supreme Lord, decided to glorify him and get relief from the distress that is caused. And in that process we were discussing the Brahma's glorification. So after Brahma has spoken the first few verses, then Brahma decided to bring the importance of bhakti, importance of devotion to Krishna, in comparison with jnanam, knowledge, or karmam, or yogam, ashtanga yogam. All the other three processes, jnana margam, karma margam, and yoga margam, or ashtanga yoga margam, all these three processes Brahma has compared with bhakti in the next many verses. So while comparing these processes, bhakti margam, with all the other processes, Brahma has confirmed there that once one comes to bhakti process and surrenders to Krishna, he is protected at all times by Krishna's mercy. And even if some difficulties come in the path of bhakti, in executing bhakti process, still Krishna makes sure that the devotee does not go away from the process, or he still maintains his Krishna consciousness and comes back to spiritual life some time or the other. But all these things in the Srimad Bhagavatam has not come from Bhagavatam itself. This is what one has to remember. That Bhagavatam was spoken, the relationship with Bhagavatam and the Vedas, particularly Vedas, is very, very close.
is very close. That is why you will find that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu said always that Srimad Bhagavatam is the best commentary, is the original commentary Vedavyasa Maharshi himself has written on Vedanta Sutram. That is how he puts it. Bhashyam Brahma Sutranam. Brahma Sutram's Bhashyam is Srimad Bhagavatam. That is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that. In addition to that, in the Bhagavatam itself, it says at the end of Srimad Bhagavatam you will find Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Shri Bhagavatam Ishyade. All Vedantam or the complete essence of Vedic knowledge is Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a statement like that. So when people say like this, when these statements are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes we wonder, what is this connection between Vedas and Bhagavatam, isn't it? After all, we consider Vedas as the supreme authority. The supreme authority in the tradition is Vedas. The Vedas, when we say Rig Vedam, Yajur Vedam, Sama Vedam and Adharma Vedam, these four Vedas and the associated literature with that, Mantram, Brahmanam, Aranyakam and Upanishads. So these are the different parts of the Vedas which are accepted as the authority. So it's on the strength of the Vedas, it is considered that the when we say Vedic authority or Vedic literature or Vedic philosophy or Vedic injunctions or Vedic anything related with the Vedic tradition, we say like that, isn't it? So from there we can see that Vedas are the highest authority. Highest authority is the Vedas. Now this Vedas have this relationship with the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam and the Vedas are very closely related. Only those who have studied Vedas and who have learned Vedas properly, they relish Bhagavatam more than anybody else for this reason. No doubt about it that in order to explain that, in the Bhagavatam in the beginning, the third verse, if you look, in the first canto, first chapter, third verse, Nigama kalpadaror galidam phalam shuka mukhadamrda drava samyudam pivada bhagavadam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. That is how it says. Nigamagalpadarorgalidam phalam. Nigama means Vedam. Vedas are considered to be a kalpavriksham, a desire tree. Nigamagalpadarorgalidam phalam. So if Vedas are the tree, the Upanishads are the flowers. Upanishads are the flowers of the Vedas. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the fruit. That is how it says. Nigamagalpadarorgalidam phalam. Shukamukhad amrutadrava samyudam. Sri Sukadeva Goswami, from his lips came this flute, this nectarian Srimad Bhagavatam. Pivada Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. That Bhagavatam is like what? It is like a nectar, glass of nectar you are drinking continuously. Pivada Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaham. That those who are fortunate, Vedavyasa Maharshi is inviting them to come and drink this nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is mentioned in the beginning of Bhagavatam, this connection with Vedam, Vedas, Upanishads and Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedam is the tree, Vedam is the tree. And on that the flowers are the Upanishads and the fruit is Srimad Bhagavatam. So the complete essence of Vedas is in the Bhagavatam. And that is also discussed by great scholars. They say that many, many things in the Bhagavatam has come from Vedas. It has come from Vedas. Many, many things what is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, it has been taken out from Vedas. For example, in different cantos, you will find the topics that are discussed there are discussed in the Vedas as well. Particularly Rig Vedam and Yajur Vedam. Many of them come from those two Vedas. The story of in the sixth canto, as you know, the story of Vritrasura and Indra. Indra had to kill Vritrasura, isn't it? Chitraketu became the demon Vritrasura. We have discussed that a few times. So that Vritrasura and the story of Indra killing Vritrasura, that is in the Rig Vedam. It has come from Rig Vedam. The same story is discussed, exactly the same thing in Rig Vedam through different hymns. So from there you can see the authenticity of Srimad Bhagavatam, that how closely Srimad Bhagavatam is related to Vedas. So the way Bhagavatam has presented these stories
is for our easier understanding, and also to understand that the principles of Vedas are very much present in the Srimad Bhagavatam as well. So there are so many incidents like that. In addition to that, if you also know that in the same sixth canto you will find another story, where is the story of Toshtav's son Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa had three heads, and Indra had to cut off all the three heads, isn't it? Annam Surabhidam Somabhidam. Another Somabhidam Surabhidam. Three heads he had. And Indra had to cut all the three heads of this Vishwarupa. This story is discussed in the Rigvedam also. From Rigvedam this story has come. So what is in the Vedas? It is in the Bhagavadam. This is what it is showing to us. This is from the sixth canto. Now if you go to ninth canto, there is another story of, we discussed that when we discussed Srimad Bhagavatam ninth canto, story of Pururavas and Urvashi. When Pururavas went after Urvashi for few lifetimes, he wanted to marry Urvashi, and that relationship with Urvashi, and that whole story in the ninth canto, which was again repeated by Krishna while discussing with Uddhava in the 11th canto, that story has also come from Rigvedam. So many important topics that is discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that has come from Vedas. That has come from Vedas. That is very important to know, because of just to know that how ancient this message is. Vedic literature it is an unknown time. It existed, isn't it? Even Bhagavad Gita, we say 5000 years ago, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. But much before Krishna's appearance, Vedas existed. Vedas existed always from time immemorial. From time immemorial, Vedas have existed. And then there is the story of, there is a story in the fifth canto, very minutely discussed in the Bhagavadam. Brihaspati, that is the demigod and the spiritual masters, his cows were stolen. That story is in the Vedas, that has come into Bhagavadam. Similarly, there is also other stories. For example, you also have the story of Lord Vamanamurti and story of Mahabali. That story has come from Vedas, again from Rigvedam, that has come into Bhagavadam. So you have got unlimited stories from Vedas which has come into Bhagavadam. The story in the ninth canto of King Harishchandra and Shunashepa and Vishwamitra, which we have discussed in the ninth canto earlier, that story has come from Vedas. That story has also come from Vedas. So like this, there are so many other verses also which are very similar in the Vedas as well as in the Bhagavadam. For example, there is a verse in the Vedas which talks about the Brahmanas chanting the Vedic hymns. And it is compared to something similar to like the frogs when they are croaking during the rainy season. That is how it's compared there. And the same comparison in the 10th canto, Sukadeva Goswami talks to Parikshit Maharaj while discussing in the change of seasons at that time. He mentions exactly the same comparison. So like this, there are a number of examples which are given there, which are followed by Srimad Bhagavatam. Then the question will come, why is that all the stories are not from the Vedas? That is a little difficult to answer, because many of the Vedic hymns have been lost. You see, what we have today available is only a very small part of the original Vedic hymns. Like, we don't have the complete Vedic knowledge available with in this world today. Therefore, Krishna says also that in the Bhagavatam later on, Kalena Nashtapralaya Vani Vedasam Igaha, that Kalena Nashtapralaya, in due course of time, many, many things from the Vedic knowledge have been lost. So it is quite likely, quite possible, that many of the other things what is discussed in the Bhagavatam must also have been there in the Vedas, but that has been, because Vedas are not available now, the complete Vedic hymns are not available, so it's difficult to say whether they have come from Vedas or not. But by looking at many of the topics that is discussed in the different cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, one can see that the close relationship between Vedas and the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the most important thing to remember. Now, in the Bhagavatam also, we Bhagavatam is specifically meant for chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, Krishna's holy names to be chanted. That is what is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. And this Sankirtana Bhakti, or the process of chanting the holy name of Krishna, process of glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Sankirtanam process, is come from Vedas. It has not come from outside. It's also in the Vedas. Hestotara kavindrastamihagaliyadham chedayadvetadhaiva vyaktam vedasyasaram pranuvadajananobatalila kathavi janandaschasyanamani akhila sukakarani idi sankirtayadvam he vishno kirtanadyaistavakhalumahadam tatvabhodam bhajeyam. That in the Sankirtana process has been discussed in the Vedas, to chant, glorify Vishnu, glorify Krishna. That is already in the Vedas, the chanting of the holy name as well as the process of glorifying Krishna through Sankirtanam process is also discussed in the Vedas. The same thing has come to Srimad Bhagavatam also. So like this you can see that Vedic, this knowledge in the Srimad Bhagavatam is not something separate from the Vedas. They are a part of the Vedas. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but, like they say, that it is the essence of Vedic literature. Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all the Vedic knowledge. Whatever that has to be known through the Vedas, one can know through Srimad Bhagavatam also. That is the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam. In addition to that, there are other things also in the Bhagavatam to take note of. In the Bhagavatam to take note of. Particularly these different prayers from great devotees. That is where it comes out, most of these things. The ideas that have been spoken there. Like if you remember, Krishna has blessed three generations in one instance. Three generations of devotees. Krishna has taken care through three different incarnations. Like when Prahlada came here, Krishna came as Narasimha Murthy and protected Prahlada, didn't he? He protected Prahlada in that way, through the appearance of Narasimha. So Narasimha appearance is important, because in the 7th canto of Bhagavadam, if you see, you will find Prahlada is right in the middle of Bhagavadam. And Vedavyasa Maharshi has invited Sridharada Maharshi to talk about this story of Prahlada Maharaj in the Bhagavadam. So you will find there a lot of it is Sri Narada Vacha in the 7th canto of Bhagavadam. Vedavyasa has asked Sri Narada Maharshi to speak about Prahlada. So a lot of it is spoken by Sri Narada Maharshi himself. Now, why is Prahlada's story so important? Is because no one else has shown this capacity to pull Krishna out from anywhere. Just like, you know, when we go into this till machines, ATMs, put the plastic card in and pull the money out. Exactly like that, Prahlada pulled out Narasimha Murthy from the wall. Just like we pull the money out, Prahlada pulled out Narasimha Murthy from the wall. That was Prahlada's capacity. To such an extent to be a devotee, who else could do except Prahlada? So that was Prahlada's greatness. And this Prahlada, who has the complete blessings from Narasimha Murthy, you don't find at any instance Prahlada has got proud himself, or false pride affected him and Krishna has punished him any time. It has not happened any time afterwards. Throughout the history you'll notice Prahlada has always been the best devotee, and that mercy has come from Sri Narada Maharshi to Prahlada, and Prahlada executed that very well. But this Prahlada's grandson, if you look, Prahlada's grandson was Mahabali, wasn't it? Mahabali was Prahlada's grandson. Prahlada's son was Virojana, Virojana's son was Mahabali. So this Mahabali got very, very, very proud, isn't he? Although grandson, he got very proud. And when Krishna came there, and although all of them were born in the demoniac family, Prahlada became greatest devotee. But Mahabali went and conquered the heavenly planets from Indra, took it away forcefully. The result of that was Aditi Devi, Indra's mother, she went to Krishna and complained about it, and to get the heavenly planets back to Indra for her children. So it is then that Krishna decided to appear in the form of Vamana Murthy. And Vamana Murthy's form Krishna has taken and recovered the heavenly planets and handed it over back to Indra. So when this incident happened, you will notice that Mahabali initially was a bit proud. That you can see in the Bhagavatam, when Vamanamurti came to Mahabali to beg the 3 feet of land, Vamanamurti asked Mahabali, I am a brahmachari, I have come to beg, he said. So when he said that, Mahabali's mood was such that, do you not know what you should ask when you approach Mahabali? That was enough for Krishna. That was enough. Because through those words, Krishna measured the whole creation and took it off from him. Took out all the planetary systems from Mahabali. That what was the purpose of coming? That when Krishna asked for, Vamanamurti asked Mahabali for 3 feet of land, Mahabali felt offended or insulted. Mahabali says to Vamanamurti, have you not asked anybody, did you ask Shukracharya, your spiritual master, what you should ask me when you see me? Did you not ask that? So Vamanamurti is saying to Mahabali that I am a brahmachari and I am only this 3 feet tall, I am. And if I ask such big things, what will people talk about me? They will say, person is only so small, but his greed is so high. That's how they will talk about me. But I am not greedy, I am a brahmachari, I need only 3 feet of land. Mahabali felt offended. So, at that time, Mahabali's words, if you read in the Bhagavatam, you will find that, ask me what do you want, he says, so many things, whether you want the horses or carriage or elephant or this or that, so many things. And ultimately he says, do you want a girl for the marriage? Because brahmachari's situation those days was that when brahmachari has to get married, he has the right to go to the king and request him to find a suitable girl for marriage. So it was the duty of Mahabali to find a girl for Vamanamurti to get married. So is that what you need? That was the last thing what he asked Vamanamurti. And Vamanamurti looked at Mahabali and saw that pride in him, that I control all these 3 planetary systems that I have come to beg from him. So through that, Krishna measured the whole planetary systems in 3 feet, and eventually for the 3rd feet, Mahabali had nothing to offer. And at that time, Mahabali put his head down and Krishna took up the whole everything from him, isn't it? Everything was taken out from Mahabali. And Mahabali had to accept, eventually surrender to Krishna. And that is how Mahabali became very popular. What is known as Almani Vedanam. Total surrender to Krishna happened. Showed his head to Krishna. Now, he says to Vamanamurti, that this is all I have now. If you accept me and I surrender to you, put your feet on my head and give me a certificate that guarantee that you have got the 3rd feet also of land. And that is how the agreement happened at the end. So this incident happened when Vamanamurti came to Mahabali, isn't it? This incident has happened. So Mahabali had pride in him and Vamanamurti took away that pride from him. That was Vamanamurti's mercy to Mahabali. Mahabali was such a devotee that he managed to hand over everything back to Krishna. Nothing he kept himself. Everything to Krishna, all yours, he says, and handed over back to him. And not only that, that by offering everything to Krishna, Mahabali got the highest benefit also from that. In 2 ways. One, he was taken to Sudalam. Sudalam planet is also a very opulent planet. In fact, in many ways more opulent than the heavenly planets. So, Sudalam was offered to Mahabali. Plus, in addition to that, Mahabali was offered this position of Indra in the next Manu's time. That was offered to Mahabali. So, Mahabali was offered a lot of things due to this surrender of Mahabali to Vamanamurti. So, this story happened there and the incident was finished there. And then, in the next, and Mahabali's, for in order to help Mahabali, or in order to take the pride of Mahabali, Krishna came as Vamanamurti, isn't it? Krishna came as Vamanamurti. Then Mahabali's son, Bana offended Krishna again, isn't it? Bana got proud and he started offending Lord Shiva. The result of that was that Krishna came over and decided to fight with Bana and take his pride away. So, in other words, Krishna himself came and he fought with Bana, and Bana's all hands were cut off. That long story in the 10th canto we have discussed before. So, first time for Prahlada, Narasimha Murthy had come. Then for Mahabali, Vamanamurthy had come. and for the sake of Bana, Krishna had come. So in three different generations, Krishna had to appear in three different forms to help that devotees, to help the devotees. So Krishna's mercy doesn't stop with one person. It goes through the family for many, many generations to come. If any person who has become a pure devotee of Krishna and who has served Krishna and surrendered to him completely, the benefit goes not only to him but for many, many generations after that. Many, many generations after that. So that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is saying there. And now what happened was, after this incident, Mahabali went to Sudalam. And Vamanamurti told Mahabali that I'll stand there in Sudalam as the gatekeeper. That was the agreement, isn't it? Vamanamurti said, I'll stand there as a gatekeeper. After many, many thousands of years, when Krishna was in Dwaraka, what happened was, one day, Vasudeva and Devaki Devi and Krishna and Balaram, they were sitting together. And they were having breakfast or something. At that time, Devaki Devi got a desire to see all her six children who were killed by Kamsa. That story is in the Bhagavatam. We have spoken about that in the 10th canto. So, when the desire came, Devaki Devi told Krishna that you have brought back the son of your spiritual master. That is, Sandimani Muni's son was brought back from the Panchajanasan who has taken him away. Krishna has brought him back and offered him to his spiritual master. Devaki Devi has heard about that. So Devaki Devi told Krishna that I have a desire to see those six children who have dead and gone long ago. So somehow this desire came back to Devaki Devi, and Devaki Devi mentioned this to Krishna. Devaki Devi mentioned this to Krishna. So Krishna and Balaram looked at each other and said, okay, we will go and look for them. If possible, we'll bring them home tonight when we come for dinner. If not, tomorrow morning they'll be here for the breakfast with us. This is how Krishna answered that. Can you imagine, as anyone in this creation, can anyone say like this, someone who is dead and gone long ago, that too, not in the last few hours or few days, it's many, many years ago they have died, they are dead and gone, and Krishna says, I'll bring them back wherever they are. And Krishna and Balaram had gone looking for them. So naturally, Krishna knew where they were. Obviously, Krishna knows everything, what goes on. So straight away they went to Sudalam, where Mahabali was. Mahabali was the personality who was controlling Sudalam that time. So when Krishna and Balaram arrived there, first thing, Mahabali did not ask Krishna for what purpose he had come, because it was a sudden visit, unusual visit from Krishna. Nothing he asked. What he did first thing was, he came and surrendered everything to Krishna first time, straight away, without being even asked. When Balaram saw this, he smiled. He remembered that incident what happened earlier. Balaram could remember that. So Balaram realized this, that Mahabali has not forgotten what happened when Vamanamurti had come. That was the reason why Balaram smiled. Many, many devotees talk about this strange incident. The way Mahabali surrendered to Krishna. Earlier Mahabali surrendered to Vamanamurti everything, isn't it? But knowing very well who had come, this time, Mahabali did not make any mistake. Now, earlier, all this discussion happened, isn't it? Krishna had to ask for it, and then Mahabali gave it. But this time, no asking even. Before we even asked, Mahabali brought everything and surrendered first, including himself to Krishna, and asked him, what shall I do now? That was the questions that has come from Mahabali to Krishna. It was then that Krishna said to Mahabali, that I have six of my brothers who are here, my mother would like to see them, so I have come to take them back. Mahabali says, I don't know who they are, where they are, and what their address is, nothing. Sudalam is a planet like earthly planet. So when Mahabali said like that, Krishna says to him, Mahabali, I have got their names, addresses, everything, where they are. If you can just get them here, and then I would like to take them back. This was Krishna's reply to Mahabali. So accordingly, all the children were brought back. Not only them, they were brought back, their parents also came with them. When they all came together, how Krishna's maya works, Krishna says to the children who are present there, would you not like to see your parents? That's all Krishna had to say to them, to those children, who are his elder brothers. And they have taken birth, they are as little boys now, they were. So Krishna asked them, would you not like to see your parents? So all six of them, they started crying and asking, where are our parents? Who will show them to us? Their own parents were standing there next to them, but the children were crying like this. Sudeva Goswami says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Yaya Srishti Pravartade. This is how Krishna's creation goes on in this world. In this powerful material energy, every one of us is pulled in, and we have to play this role, whether we like it or not. In different roles, we have to do different kinds of things. Father, mother, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, all kinds of relations we have created, husband, wife, and yaya srishti pravartate. Sudeva Goswami only says so much about that. So Krishna brings them back, all the six children, to Dwaraka next morning with Balaram, and shows them to Devaki Devi. And as soon as Devaki Devi saw these six children, immediately the motherly affection started coming out from Devaki Devi. All the breasts were filled with milk and started flowing out. She wanted to feed them the breast milk. Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard all this story, he could not control himself. Although he was going to die in a couple of days, he started smiling, seeing this whole scenario of Devaki Devi as well as the six children, Krishna's brothers who have come back, and Devaki Devi's desire to look after those children. All these things made Parikshit Maharaj a little bit strange to Parikshit. And at that time, Parikshit has asked this question also to Sudeva Goswami about it. But Sudeva Goswami said to Parikshit, there was a reason behind it, why all these things have happened. The reason was this, that these six children, originally they were Marichi's children. Marichi was a Prajapati in the Brahmalokam. Due to some reason, one day, Lord Brahma acted in a little strange way with Saraswati. And that behavior, these six children who were Marichi's children, they saw in Brahmalokam. And they felt that Brahma's behavior was not very appropriate. And they laughed at it. When they laughed, Brahma decided to curse them and told them to go and take birth in the demonic family. And that is how they had to take birth. And they'll be killed by some demon. This is what they were said. And that's according they were killed by Kamsa. They took birth in Vasudeva and Devaki's children, but they were killed by Kamsa. That is how it happened. So, but Krishna thought, at least now let them go back to their original position. So, what was Devaki Devi's breast milk means? That was prasadam, wasn't it? Krishna has taken that. So because Krishna has taken that, whatever that was, milk that was coming from Devaki Devi, was it was prasadam. So let them have that prasadam from Devaki Devi and let them go back to their original position. Seeing this, it was purely because of this mercy of Krishna that they were given this opportunity to come there, and all this incident happened because of that. Reason why I was saying this was that in three generations, three different personalities, through three different incarnations, Krishna has protected them. That is the mercy of Krishna. When a devotee comes to Krishna, at no time one has to think that he is lost. Never. He is never lost. That continues. That relationship will never break. It will always, once for all, it goes on. Maybe sometimes it is brought to some, it stops, but then it continues again. It never completely breaks away. That is the message from the Bhagavadam. So Srimad Bhagavadam says like this. There are so many other statements also in the Bhagavadam. Bhagavadam one can read and think through a lot of things, which will make you wonder that the presence of Krishna's omnipresence, presence in everything in the creation, and consciousness of everything what goes on in the whole creation, how Krishna has manifested that in different instances, is something worth looking at, because one can understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead from this. And also in the Srimad Bhagavatam there is a prayer from Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj says to Krishna, to Narasimha Murti, this says. If you look at Prahlada's prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are as important as the Brahma's prayers are. In fact, in some instances, Prahlada's devotion is so high that anyone who understood Prahlada's relationship with Narasimha Murti can understand what Krishna consciousness means. Yasmin yado yarhiyena jayase yasmal yasmai katha idudayastu paraparova bhava karodi vigarodi pradak svabhavam sanjodi dastadhagilam bhavada swarupam. There is a verse in Prahlada Sudhi like that. Prahlada's prayers to Krishna. Yasmin yado yarhiyena jayase yasmal yasmai yatha idudayastu paraparova bhava karodi vigarodi pradak svabhavam sanjodidas tadagilam bhavadaswarupam. That is what Prahlad says. You can see Prahlad's a 5-year-old boy, his intelligence, from that verse. Yes, ninyado yarhiyena jayase yasmal. Prahlad is saying to Narasimha Murti like this, that everyone in this world is somehow or the other is always related with Krishna in some form or the other. Even if one wants to think independently, it is not possible. Yes, minyado yarhi enajayase yasmal yasmayyatha idayastvara parova. Why? Bhava karodi vigarodi pradak svabhavam sanjodida agila swarupam sanjodida stadakilam bhavata swarupam. Because Krishna is present in everyone, not only the devotees also, even with the demons, somehow or the other Krishna has a control on them. That is what Prahlad is saying. Whether you are a devotee or a demon, no matter in what species you are, you have got a body, in whichever species you have accepted a body, sanjodidam bhagavadam sadagila swarupam, everything is Krishna's form, is always present there in that living entity, in whichever condition he is. Under the three modes of material nature, the living entity is acting in this world, isn't it? Sanchodidastatakilam bhavadaswarupam. Bhavadaswarupam, Krishna swarupam, is present in that living entity in some form or the other. That is what he is saying. Now, what is Prahlad means by that? What does Prahlad means by this? In this verse is very important, because there you will notice Prahlad has brought out certain things which you can't even think of. For example, then normally in the Bhagavatam you will find devotees are protected always, isn't it? Devotees are always protected by Krishna. But there are certain instances when demons also get protected by Krishna. The demons do not know about it, but Prahlad is saying even they are protected by you. There are instances like that. In Ramayanam, there is a story of Sugriva. Sugriva was frightened of Bali, his brother, isn't it? Bali decided to steal his wife, and eventually Sugriva had to run. Sugriva lost and he had to run away. And he had no place to go to. He had no place to go to. So eventually he found shelter in a hill called Hrishyamukhajalam. That Hrishyamukhajalam, that was the mountain where Sugriva took shelter. Now, Prahlad is saying here that at that time, Krishna has come in the form of this mountain and gave protection to Sugriva. Gave protection to Sugriva in the form of that mountain, Hrishyamukhajalam. Who else has protected Sugriva? At that time, Sugriva's shelter was that mountain, which was another form of Krishna. So, if that mountain has not had this fortune of being refusing Bali, denying Bali's admission. Bali could not go there. If Bali goes there, he'll be killed. That was that Bali knew about it, so he couldn't go there. So who arranged this for Sugriva? Krishna has arranged that. It was such a tight control Krishna has on the creation. In every aspect, in every instance, you will see this. Krishna has a tight control on everything. But because we don't see that, we don't realize it, Shastras have to tell us, this is what has happened in the past. Sugriva could have easily been killed, except if this mountain wasn't there, Sugriva would have been killed by Bali. That was known. But because of Hrishyamukhajalam, Bali was protected there by Sugriva was protected there by the mountain. and Krishna has come in that form for Sugriva to protect him. Yasmin yado yarhi yena jayase yasmal yasmai katha yudhiyastuvara parova bhavakarodi vigarodi pradakshabhavam sanjodidastadakilam bhavadaswarupam. That's all your forms, Prahlada says. Prahlada sees Krishna like this. Prahlada sees in Krishna, everywhere there is protection is there. Prahlada says that is you, nobody else. Another instance, when Kaliya was chased by Garuda, you remember from Ramana Dev, Kaliya was in the pastimes of Krishna. Kaliya came to Yamuna River and stayed there. Why did he stay there? Because Garuda decided to kill Kaliya and he was chasing him. So Kaliya is a snake and Krishna killed, tried to subdue Kaliya later. In the Bhagavatam we know that story. But Kaliya got shelter in Yamuna River. Prahlad is saying that shelter is also because you have given him shelter in the form of that special place for Kaliya to live. Otherwise where would he have gone? Look at Prahlad seeing Krishna's presence in everything. That is Prahlad's realization. We read Bhagavatam and we think, oh, Kaliya knew that Garuda won't come there. He could go there. Now how did Kaliya knew about it? Unless it was prompted by Krishna from inside. Who gave that information for Kaliya to go there to save himself from Garuda. And so, if you look at it that way in anything and everything, you will find that it is the protection of Krishna that is behind everything. Sanjodidastad akhilam bhavadaswarupam. Prahlada is saying to Narasimha Murthy, it is like you have come in front of me and protected me in this form. I am not surprised at all. Because from the when Hiranyakashipu pulled out the sword and asking Prahlada, where is your Hari? Where is he? I would like to see him. And in that process he hit the wall with the hand while pulling out the sword. And hit the wall and from the wall cracked and from that appeared Narasimhamurti. Is it not? Narasimhamurti appeared from there and showed Hiranyakashipu, I can come from the wall also in the same way. So Prahlada is saying, I am not at all surprised, he says. Wherever there is somebody, protection is offered in this creation, everywhere it is you who protects them. To such a fine degree, Krishna had control on every living entity. And you will hear sometimes in different, even in this world sometimes people get into serious car accidents. Or some train accident or plane accident sometimes, yes. But sometimes they come out without being hurt. Sometimes it happens to some people. They come out without being hurt. Even at that time, they suddenly think for a minute, somebody has protected me. Otherwise, how this has happened? Isn't it? Because many other people got killed, they survived. So who decides this? Who should survive and who should die? Who decides that? Sanchodidastad ahilam bhavadaswarupam. Krishna decides that. Who should survive and who should die? But we don't accept all these things, do we? We think that we are the controllers. We make the decision. No, we don't make any decision. Every decision is made by the Supreme Personality. Krishna makes the decision. Who should survive and who should die? So, like these instances, if you keep looking in the Bhagavatam, in different places, you will find so many interesting scenes. All this been brought out by these great devotees in their prayers to their Supreme Lord, prayers to Narasimhamurti. Take for example, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, not in Bhagavad, in Mahabharatam. You know this famous story, everybody knows about this. When Draupadi was in the assembly of the Kauravas, when Duryodhana asked Dushasana to bring Draupadi in and start removing her sari and wanted to disrobe her, at that time, Yatvara Draupadi Trane, Yatvara Gajarakshane. Who protected Draupadi at that time? Krishna protected Draupadi, is it not? Krishna took the form of the sari and came in and protected Draupadi in that situation. So, in where, under what conditions, in which form Krishna will protect is unknown to us. We don't know about that. That is why he says here, Yasmin yado yarhi enajayase yasmal yasmai yadha yadudayastu paraparova bhavakarodi vigarodi prataksubhavam sanjodidastadakhilam bhavadaswarupam. Unlimited stories like this in the Bhagavatam, you can see how Krishna protects the personality. So when you read all these things, we have to come to the conclusion that the only person who can protect us throughout this life, even after life, is Krishna. So that is why Bhagavatam is saying that surrendering to Krishna is the first priority. Everything else comes much later. There is a story in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a story in the ninth canto of Bhagavatam. The is a very interesting story because how Krishna's decisions works in this world, completely unnoticed, known only to the great sages and the great devotees. They know what is happening. We are unable to recognize it because our mind works in a little different way. So here, this is the story of Dushyanta and Shakuntala. Vishwamitra Maharshi went to a forest to practice penances. And penances became very, very severe. Indra got worried as usual, and as soon as he got worried, he decided to send his team for inaction. The team was deputed straight away. The squad, the Apsara squad was swung into action straight away. They arrived, and while leaving, they were frightened because they know that if you play with Vishwamitra and people like great personalities like that, if by chance they don't succeed in their mission, it is possible that they can say, stand there like a stone for another 500,000 years or something. There is no choice then. Then you have to stay there. So they are frightened to come. But Indra somehow convinced them to come. So Menaka was deputed. Menaka came. And obviously Menaka succeeded in the mission. Vishwamitra lost his mind was moved. His mind lost that concentration. And the result was that as soon as the anklet started playing, the sound came out, Vishwamitra Maharshi opened his eyes and then forgotten all the penances, austerities, everything. And from that relationship, Shakuntala was born. Wasn't it? Shakuntala was born. So Shakuntala was born, and Menaka is an Apsaras woman. And for an Apsaras woman, this earthly planet and the living entities here has no value. They are used to much, much different and higher standard of life there. So as soon as her mission was fulfilled, Menaka went back to the heavenly planets. Vishwamitra Maharshi also left. And this girl, Shakuntala baby, she was brought up by Kannu Maharshi. Kannu Maharshi saw Shakuntala in the forest, brought the baby to the ashram and brought her up in the ashram. Kannu Maharshi brought her up, this baby Shakuntala in the ashram. A sage in the forest practicing austerities and penance. Every sage are not similar, you have to remember that. Kannu Maharshi was quite different than many others were. But you will see his greatness later. Kannu Maharshi brought Shakuntala to the ashram and brought her up there. So many years Shakuntala grew up in the forest in Kannu Maharshi's ashram. When she grew up and came to the age of marriage, it's a marriageable age. Kannu Maharshi, where will she go? Where will he go to find a husband in the forest? Kannu Maharshi was not sure what to do. Shakuntala has to be married because the age is now that she should be married. So on that day, one day, Kannu Maharshi thought about this and decided to go to Prabhasam to perform certain penances there in Prabhasam. Thought that I have to find a proper husband for Shakuntala. The day Kannu Maharshi left his ashram and went to Prabhasam, that very same time Dushyanta leaves his palace on his hunting expedition to the forest. On the same day when Kannu Maharshi left his ashram and went to the Prabhasam, the same day Dushyanta the king, he leaves his palace and go to the forest to hunt. And when Kannu Maharshi was executing his penances in Prabhasam, King Dushyanta meets Shakuntala in the forest. And the relationship built up there. They got that relationship built up, and from the relationship, Bharata was born. The king, great Bharata, Sarvadamanam as he was called, he was born from that relationship. The day Kannu Maharshi returned back to the ashram, Dushyanta was gone back to the palace. While leaving, Dushyanta told Shakuntala that after I go back to the palace, I will send the royal entourage, because now Shakuntala has married Dushyanta. It was a marriage that happened in the absence of Kanva Maharshi. So Dushyanta told Shakuntala, as soon as I go back, I will send entourage to bring you back into the palace. Dushyanta got back into the palace and completely forgotten about it. That this has happened. This was a curse on Dushyanta, which is due to some other things what happened in the past. So what we are trying to say is here that the power of Kanva Maharshi's sankalpam or resolve is such that he knew that this has to happen, marriage has to happen. The day he leaves, Dushyanta leaves the palace. The day he was there, Dushyanta meets Shakuntala. By the time Kanva Maharshi comes back, Shakuntala was pregnant and the child was born. And Dushyanta had gone back to the palace. And later on what happened? Shakuntala's child grew up here. Bharata grew up in the forest, in the ashram. And while growing up, Bharata already exhibited his nature. Very, very powerful and pure Kshatriya nature. Used to play with the lions all the time. The baby lions or cubs, what they are called, used to play with them all the time. That was the type of person Bharat was. So one day, when Bharat grew up a little bit, Shakuntala wanted to go back and see Dushyanta. When Shakuntala decided to go back to the palace, Kanva Maharshi sent them, Shakuntala and Bharata, with a few people, so that they could go and see Dushyanta, why he has not come to take Shakuntala back. So when they went there, Dushyanta could not remember that he has married her. And the son who had come with him, with her, was his son. But looking at the son, he was very impressed by the son's courageous nature, and all Kshatriya nature was manifesting in him. So at that time, Shakuntala spoke about the past, what happened, and Dushyanta could not remember anything, what has happened. It was then that Shakuntala was talking to Dushyanta, trying to make him aware what has happened and how Bharat was born. Dushyanta could not remember anything. It was then that from the sky there was a voice saying that this Shakuntala is your wife whom you married in the forest on such and such a time. And immediately all the memory came back to Dushyanta. So at this time, Krishna protected Shakuntala in the form of the voice from the sky. Isn't it? Voice from the sky. So who protected Shakuntala? Krishna protected Shakuntala at this time in the form of this sound. Yasminyado bhavadi, yasminyado yarhiyena jayase yasmal yasmai yatha yadudayastha varaparova bhavakarodi vikarodi prasak svabhavam sanjodidastadagilam bhavadaswarubam. Prahlad is saying to Narasimhamurti that everything, in every form you can come. In the form of a sound you can come. In the form of a sari you can come. In the form of a protection of a mountain you can come. In whichever form you want you can take and protect somebody if you want to protect him. Yasmin yado yarhi yena jayase yasmal sanjo didastadagilam bhavadaswarupam. That is all you. Prahlad can see to that depth Krishna's presence in everything. Krishna's presence in everything. How? What do we see? We see nothing. We see, we don't, even if somebody protects, we want a final inquiry about it, to make sure who has protected us. And then, if possible, we'll take the credit also. That is how we look at it. But Prahlad sees different. That is, Prahlad says. Another example. In the Bhagavatam, if you remember, that when Hiranyakashipu's wife, Kayadhu, was pregnant with Prahlada. Kayadhu was pregnant with Prahlada. Already Indra knew that Hiranyakashipu is going to have a son. Isn't it? That was enough for Indra. Hiranyakashipu has done enough to give a fear to the demigods, Indra and others. Indra decided that if the son is going to come out, what will he be like? So he has decided to take precaution. And in that process, when he realized that Kayadhu, Prahlad's mother, was pregnant, pulled out Kayadhu from the from there and took her and decided to kill her. When he was going to kill her, when Indra was going to kill Kayadhu, at that particular moment, Narada Muni appeared there, and Sri Narada Maharshi told Indra don't kill Kayadhu, because the personality inside is a great devotee. Prahlada is inside. Kayadhu was left free. Who protected Kayadhu? Krishna has protected Kayadhu, isn't there? So there, in the form of Narada Maharshi who came, Krishna had come. So such a fine control on everything what goes on in the creation from Krishna's side. There is nowhere one can say that Krishna is not aware of anything what's going on. Krishna knows more than what we know what goes on here. Sanjodidastadakilam bhavadaswarupam. Krishna's form is appearing in different forms in different ways and to protect the person whom Krishna wants to protect. So whether it's a devotee or a demon, no matter who it is, protection is from Krishna. For a devotee, protection is Krishna. For a demon also, protection is Krishna. Who gives protection? Krishna gives the protection. Nobody else. And this is the point Prahlad wanted to bring and told this to Narasimha Murthy. Because everyone else was surprised that Narasimha Murthy came out of the wall. Prahlad was not surprised. That was the most interesting thing. That all his friends who were from the Gurukulam, who were there, they were all shocked to see this form there. And all the other personalities who are present there, like later on you will find when Narasimha Murthy appeared, so many great personalities came to pacify Narasimha Murthy, to cool him down. And their prayers all happened. The Sadasaspadis and Indra and Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they were all trying to pacify Narasimha Murthy. But Prahlad was unshaken, least disturbed. Why? This is the reason for that. Sanchodidastadakhilam bhavadaswarupam. Krishna, some form, in what form Krishna will come, nobody can say. If he has decided to protect somebody, nobody, that's why they say, isn't it? Krishna wants to protect someone, nobody can kill him. If Krishna wants to kill somebody, nobody can protect him either. So, Srimad Bhagavatam and Prahlad Maharaj is pointing out this fact to us that Yasmin yado yarhi yena jayasya yasmal yasmai katha yadat yadudayastha paraparova bhavakarodi vigarodi pruthak svabhavam sanjodidastad akhilam bhavadaswarupam bhavakarodi vigarodi pruthak svabhavam sanjodidastad akhilam bhavadaswarupam. That people are acting in this world in different ways. In different ways everyone is behaving in this world, due to the three modes of material nature. That is why it is working in different ways in different people. But as soon as we realize that it is this modes of nature is also controlled by Krishna. Maya is material, is three modes of material nature. And Maya is Krishna's control. And Krishna has a higher control on Maya also. And then there is no more further control after that. Bhavakarodi vigarodi pratak svabhavam sanchodi dastad akhilam bhavadaswarupam. Everything is Krishna's form that is in this world. In this creation nothing exists except Krishna's different forms. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam in that Prahlada Stuti, Prahlad is saying to Narasimha Murthy. Very important words. Bhavakarodi vigarodi pratak svabhavam sanchodi dastad akhilam bhavadaswarupam. Everything is Krishna's form in some way or the other protecting the individual. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam, as I mentioned before, is the Vedic Vedas itself in a different form. In a different form, in Purana form, in the form of it has been presented to the human society by Vedavyasa Maharshi, compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. As I mentioned, Nigamakalpadarurgalidam Bhalam Shukamukhadamudadravasayudam Pibada Bhagavadam Rasamalayam Muhurahorasiga Bhuvi Bhavukaham. That all these incidents in the Vedic literature, in the Vedas, that has been taken out and presented to us in such a way, when it has come through Sudeva Goswami's lips, the sweetness of that the Srimad Bhagavatam has increased so much. Bhagavadam Rasamalayam Muhurahorasiga Bhuvi Bhavukaham. That please come and drink this nectar, says Vedavyasa in the Bhagavatam. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is saying this important thing, that if you look at the, for example, Sudha Goswami and Shaunagarishi, we hear that in the Bhagavatam, isn't it? A lot of places, Sudha Goswami and Shaunagarishi. Sudha Goswami and Shaunagarishi is mentioned. So, Shaunagarishi, as you know, is in Naimisharanyam, who was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam? Sudha Goswami was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to Sudha Goswami was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to Shaunagarishi and all the sages who are present there. As you know, in the beginning of Bhagavatam, it says, isn't it, that they have performed a Brahmasatram there, for lasting for thousands of years. And in that Brahmasatram, Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Sudha Goswami. So when Sudha Goswami came there and spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, Shaunak Rishi was present there, who was the head among the sages. And Shaunak Rishi was asking different questions to Sudha Goswami. Why it is so important that the Shaunak Rishi's name is mentioned there? That also you have to remember why. This Shaunak Rishi in the Srimad Bhagavatam is a great personality. Shaunak Rishi has been a disciple of Angiras, sage Angiras. From Angiras, he has learned the highest philosophy of all the Vedas, and it is explained in the Mundaka Upanishad about this Shaunak Rishi's discipleship of Angiras. Angiras says, Sage Angiras and Shaunak Rishi, they are all great personalities. Not only that, Shaunak Rishi has written two great literature. One is called Shaunaka Shiksha, that is in reference to Vedas, and there is also another book called Brihadevada. Two books Shaunak Rishi has written. So Shaunak Rishi himself is a great authority on the Vedas. Now if a personality like Shaunak Rishi is willing to sit and listen Srimad Bhagavatam, means it means something, isn't it? It's not like we listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a big difference, Shaunak Rishi listening to Bhagavatam and us listening to Bhagavatam. When, as I mentioned before, these people who have studied the Vedas thoroughly, like Shaunak Rishi and other great persons, they are listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. They would not have listened to Bhagavatam if it had no relationship with the Vedas. Will they not? Because they know Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but Vedas itself in a different form given to them. So that was the reason we say here that that the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam is difficult to take it away. It is not like many other Puranas. Srimad Bhagavatam's position is so different. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsamegam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyade. That Paramahamsa Dharmam, that means for Paramahamsas who have finished with material world, who are ready to go back home back to spiritual world, and who have completely disconnected themselves from material activities, who are situated on the topmost platform of spiritual life, Paramahamsas, it is for them Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken. Yasmin Paramahamsyamekam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyade. It is their realizations and their knowledge that is being spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahidam Naishkarmyam Avishkritam Yel Shrinvan Vijaran Vibhadan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchirnaraha. That if someone who is fortunate enough, he takes to Srimad Bhagavatam, Yel Shrinvan Vibhatan Vicharana Paro, if he takes it and hears Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee, if he hears Bhagavatam, Yel Shrinvan Vibhatan, then he studies Srimad Bhagavatam, Vicharana Paro, that if he continues Vicharana, Vicharana means constantly reflecting on that, thinking about it, and finding the potency of Bhagavatam, Bhaktiya Vimurche Naraham. Then automatically, if Bhagavatam has gone in, Bhakti has to develop inside. This is the conclusion of the Sudha Goswami's words to Shaunak Rishi in the Bhagavatam. So from there, you can see from all angles, if you look at it, Bhagavatam position is very supreme position. No doubt about this, that Srimad Bhagavatam is the is the essence of all the Vedic literature. And Srimal Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Srimal Bhagavatam Ishyade. The Srimal Bhagavatam is the essence of all the Vedic literature. In the end of Bhagavatam it says like that. That is why if it is so important, Sanadana Goswami, particularly Sanadana Goswami, says about Bhagavatam, you are not different than Krishna. That is how Bhagavatam, Sanadana Goswami used to talk about Srimal Bhagavatam like that. There are so many instances Sanadana Goswami speaks about Bhagavatam in that way. Krishna Stava Mala, one book Sanadana Goswami has written, it is nothing but glorifying Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you were not there, what would I have done, says Sanadana Goswami to Bhagavatam. That is how Sanadana Goswami speaks to Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, if you were not there, what would have happened to me, he says, like that to Srimad Bhagavatam. So those great souls who have took Srimad Bhagavatam very, very seriously and have absorbed in Krishna through Bhagavatam, they have found the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam. They have realized it. Otherwise we cannot appreciate it. Bhagavatam, we have to hear this from those personalities who have took Srimad Bhagavatam very, very seriously. All the great Goswamis have done that. They took Srimad Bhagavatam as the most important. They did not look anywhere else for Krishna. They found Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Gopalabhatta Goswami, Raghunadas Goswami, every one of them, they found shelter in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that Srimad Bhagavatam talks about devotion. That is the subject discussed in the Bhagavatam. Bhakti. Bhakti is the subject discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, when Brahma prayed to, Krishna, after being punished like this, we go back to the Brahma's prayers to Krishna. Brahma says there, in verse 3,
Jnane prayasam udavasya namandyameva jivandi sannukaridam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthida shudigadam tanuvang manobir ye prayasho jidajidopyasidai strilokyam. Jnane prayasam udavasya namandyameva jivandi sannukaridam bhavadiya vartam.
Now, Brahma starts a comparison between knowledge and devotion. It is important to hear from Brahma, because a person who has both knowledge and devotion can talk about it better.
Jnane prayasam udavasya namandameva
that jivandi sanmukharidam bhavadiya vartam. Suppose a person that he has decided to give up the process of knowledge. He has decided to give up the process of knowledge due to its difficulty. Because it is a difficult process. Everyone will agree with that. Sometimes people think, oh, I'll go into the Jnana Margam, it looks much more logical and sensible to me. Maybe I should take it up seriously and get some books and get some answer to all my questions. That question automatically comes to mind. It's quite natural. But what we do not know is that that process requires a frame of mind and a lot of preparation before going into it. That we are not ready for that, because that requires a lot of patience and the determination to do that. So, but after a while, one will realize that the process is not so easy.
Jnane prayasam udavasya namandameva.
It is so difficult to follow that process of Jnana Margam, the process of Jnana Margam, that
Jnane prayasam udavasya namandameva.
One has decided, I'm not going to follow that, I can't do it. Simply I can't do it. I don't have the capacity or competence to do that. So what has he decided?
Jivande sanmukharidam bhavadiya vartam.
Decided that, let me go and sit wherever Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken or about Krishna is glorified. Wherever Krishna is glorified, I'll go and sit and listen to that. I can't do anything more than that. That's all I can do.
Jivandi sanmukharidam bhavadiya vartam.
To sit and simply listen about Krishna. I've decided that. That's all I can do. I can't do anything else. This Jnana Margam, this Margam, that Margam and all doesn't, I can't do it. I just don't have the strength to do it. Because the reason for that is, first of all, somebody has to come to spiritual life, isn't it? That's first question. To get interested in spiritual life itself is a very difficult thing. To give up material activities and to take priority of spiritual life as important thing in life is a very, very difficult thing. For majority of the people, material life is still important. Spiritual life is a temporary, spiritual life is taken because he finds some shelter in Krishna. To that extent, they wanted spiritual life. Nothing more than that. So,
Jnane prayasam udavasya namandameva.
So, for such people, spiritual life, especially the process of knowledge, is extremely difficult. Even those who are completely going the spiritual process or spiritual path, they find it difficult, the process of knowledge. So what to speak about people like us who have part-time basis, spiritual life.
Jnane prayasam udavasya namandameva.
We are not willing to give up many things in this world. We want everything. That's why in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, akama sarvagamo va mokshagama udaradi. Vedavyasa Maharshi knew what kind of customers he has got. he was aware. Otherwise, if you have read Srimad Bhagavatam only for those who are ready to go back to Godhead, spiritual world, only such people, this book will help, Srimad Bhagavatam will help. If it was mentioned like that in the Bhagavatam, hardly 10 copies you'll be able to distribute in the whole world. You won't distribute more than 10 copies in this whole world. It's not possible, because for someone to give up all the material life and take to Srimad Bhagavatam to that depth, probably 5 or 6 Goswamis have done that to that extent. Otherwise, how many people can do that? It's not possible. Therefore, in the beginning itself, what did Sudeva Goswami says? Akama sarvagamo va mokshagama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeda purusham param. All kinds of people. Akama, one who has no material desires. There are people like that, who has no material desires. Like the Kumaras, they have no material desires. From the beginning they had no material, they didn't want to discuss about material life. Brahma told them to start creation. He said, nothing to do with creation, he said. They walked out from there. Brahma got upset with them. So, akama, sarvagamova, sarvagamam, all desires, we all belong to that list. If you ask us what you don't want, that is easy to delete. What, we want everything. We want beauty, we want wealth, we want health. What do we don't want? We want music, we want literary capacity, in nothing. We cannot exclude anything from our list. Probably, if you ask something, that is there anything we can... No, include that also. If you don't know anything, you'll say, put that in as well. It is this category we all belong to, but we are not aware. We think we are all renounced people. Akama sarvagamova. Sarvagamis. They are called, Bhagavatam calls them as sarvagami. They have all the desires in this world. Then, mokshagama udaradi. Mokshagamam. One who wants liberation. One wants to free oneself from this, once for all. Some people, akama, who have no desires. Some people, all kamams, all desires. Then, mokshagamam, one who only wants liberation, nothing else. Completely disgusted with material world, everything. Ready for going back to spiritual world. Like Parishad Maharaj, didn't want anything to do with anymore. 7 days, that's it. Nothing else, I don't need to know anything. I need not to know anything about this world. His own son, Janmeja, was going to be bitten by the snake and all that. No time for that. To think about his own future, that is what he was thinking about. So, such people are also there. And there, Bhagavatam says there, all these categories of people, for them, tivrena bhakti yogena, with intensive devotion, they should serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Yaja eda purusham param. That is what it says there. So, here, jnane prayasam udabhasya namandam eva jivandisan mukharidam bhavadiya vartam. That, this person decided. So, to come to spiritual life itself is a difficult thing. That's what I was trying to bring it to the point. So, by the time, after going through a lot of distress in this world, getting disgusted with everything, one day he starts thinking, okay, let me find out what spiritual life is. By then, half the lifetime is gone. Jivandisan mukharidam bhavadiya vartam. So, by the time you arrive for spiritual life, it's too late. So, then, to go into the process of knowledge is much more difficult. If one has to enter into the process of knowledge, it has to happen in the very early years in life. And that comes from many, many generations, pious activities and Krishna's mercy, that comes, that desire will come in the early years in life. But majority of the people in this world, such a desire comes only when one goes through a lot of difficulties in this world and distresses, and also from when gets close to death, when gets fear that death is approaching, getting closer, any time I could be gone. When sometimes what happens is, you also know this, that suddenly one of your friends or someone closer to you leave the body, and then you go for the funeral. When you go for the funeral, after the funeral is over, everyone is very quiet, they are going home. So somebody who knows each other, they're all of the same age groups. Say for example 55, 58, 60, closer like that. So one says to the other that, when would we see you again? We'll see you maybe next week or something. But then, what do we know? Is this not our own fate tomorrow? So at least at that point, we come to a little sense that we can also be in the same situation tomorrow. Anytime we could be asked to leave from here. So, it is these things only makes a person to bring him to spiritual life, to start thinking a little bit about Krishna and the necessity to go take to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, these thoughts will never occur. Otherwise, we are busy with our programs, management and plans in this world, and will continue till the last minute, till we get thrown out from here. But That consciousness, that realization, that any moment we could be gone from here, that doesn't come very easily. But when it comes, it probably brings us to spiritual life a little bit. Some people who are little bit sensible, they will take to Krishna consciousness at that time. So here, Bhagavatam is saying that to come to spiritual life is very difficult, first of all. But even after coming to spiritual life, then to take to a process like the Jnana Margam is extremely difficult. He will withdraw from that. But then he can only execute bhakti process. Bhakti process is even suitable for anyone. That is why Bhagavatam's importance. Jivandi sanmukharidam bhavadi yavartam. All he is doing is, he has to come and sit and hear about Krishna. Nothing else he has to do. This is Krishna's mercy. For that person, Krishna comes in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam to him. He is sheltered by Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the beauty of Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavatam itself, this example is there. In Bhagavatam, you will find Bhakti Yogam is discussed in two different places. In the third canto, Kapila Vasudeva speaks to Devahuti Devi. In the 11th canto, Krishna speaks to Uddhava. In Ekadasha Skandam, Krishna speaks to Uddhava. And Tritiya Skandam, in the 3rd canto, Kapila Vasudeva speaks to Devahuti Devi about the bhakti process. Same bhakti process, in two different instances, Krishna is presenting in two different patterns. Why this difference? This is also interesting. Because when Uddhava came and asked questions to Krishna, Krishna instructed bhakti process to Uddhava in a way that suited Uddhava, because he was a first class disciple. He was a first class disciple. All the qualities of a disciple Uddhava had. So therefore, when Uddhava asked how to remember you, Krishna explained Dhyana Yogam process, the process of meditation to Uddhava in the perfect technical way. To Uddhava, in a very technical way, it was given to Uddhava. Just see how Krishna instructs Devahuti Devi in the form of Kapila Vasudev, and Krishna instructs Uddhava also. And this has happened much later than when Kapila Vasudev instructed Devahuti Devi. So, when Krishna instructed Uddhava, Krishna instructed Uddhava to execute Dhyana Yoga, meditation process, fully in a technical way. How to control the mind, control the senses, how to sit properly, this everything is discussed there. But if you look at the third canto, when it comes to Devahuti Devi, who was not the best disciple in terms like Uddhava was, because Kapila Vasudev's mother was Devahuti Devi, first problem. Mother, very difficult to take instructions from son like that, number one. Secondly, Devahuti Devi's life with Kardama Prajapati was such, they have forgotten how much time they spent in that special aeroplane that was given to them from Vaikuntha. In that, for thousands of years, they travelled into Nandanam, Chaitraratham, the heavenly planets they were travelling and enjoying the heavenly happiness in there together. Kardama Prajapati and Devahuti Devi were enjoying. And eventually, when Devahuti Devi decided to approach, when Kardama Prajapati took sannyas and decided to go, and only then Devahuti thought about thinking about Krishna consciousness, only at that point. And that is why in the third canto, this is very important part of Kapilam, it is called. Kapila Vasudev being instructing Devahuti Devi. Devahuti Devi's questions are very, very significant. These are the type of questions which we all may ask. The same kind of questions you will find. Whereas Uddhava's questions are not like our questions. They are of a different category. You will see about 21 questions Uddhava has asked in the Bhagavatam. They are completely different than the questions Devahuti Devi has asked Kapila Vasudev. So, when Devahuti Devi asked Kapila Vasudev how to develop bhakti, how to develop devotion in the heart, Kapila Vasudev's instructions to Devahuti Devi is completely different than the way Krishna has instructed Uddhava. Why? Knowing well that Devahuti Devi was not capable of doing what Krishna has instructed Uddhava. It was so simple. Simply told Devahuti Devi, simply hear about my glories through Srimad Bhagavatam. Hear Bhagavatam, and through that way you can go back home, back to Krishna. And so such a simple process was given to Devahuti Devi by Kapila Vasudev. Jnane prayasam udabhasya namandameva jivandi sanmukharidam bhavadiyavartam. Bhavadiyavartam means the news about Krishna, glories of Krishna, the news about Krishna. So the news about Krishna, if you simply hear from the Jivandesan Mukharidam Bhavadi Yavartam, from the lips of the devotees, if you hear about Krishna, Stane Sidam Shutigadam Taniwang Manobhir, that even one is situated in whatever position one is situated, Stane Sidam Shutigadam Taniwang Manobhir, that and what does he do? He controls his mind, controls his words. All he is doing is, he is simply sitting there and hearing about Krishna continuously. That's what he does. He didn't do anything else. Ye prayaso bidajido pasidae trilokyam. Such a person, he can become eligible, qualified for liberation. That is what Brahma is saying here. Brahma is saying in this particular verse, that is the important thing, that Jivan disan mukharidam bhavadiya vartam stane stida shudigadam taniwang manomir ye prayasho jida jido prasidai strilokyam. That all he is doing is a few things. What is he doing? That namandam eva, whenever he goes to see Krishna, he pays his obeisances first. Then Jivan disan mukharidam bhavadiya vartam. He is always continuously hearing about Krishna. That's all he is doing. And then, whatever time allowed him, he is doing that. And when he is executing his other activities in this world, Stane Sthidam Shudigadam Tanu Angmane Obher, that he is busy with all the other activities in this world to maintain his body. But even at that time, his words, his mind, and everything is still attached to Krishna. It attached to Krishna. That is how he lives in this world. Ye prayasho jida jido prasidae strilokyam. And he wins over Krishna in this way, in a much easier way than anybody else. This is what Brahma is saying to Krishna there. So all Brahma is saying here is that the importance of hearing process of Srimad Bhagavatam. Simply by hearing Bhagavatam, one can go back to Krishna. That is the potency of Bhagavatam. Provided we hear with sincerity and understand the glories of Krishna from the Bhagavatam. That hearing, reading Bhagavatam, thinking about it, and also paying your obeisances to Krishna. In this way, what will happen is the mind will become continuously affected by that. Then naturally there will be an influence on the mind. It will start melting. So our hard mind, stone hearts, what we have, will become start melting when we start hearing about Krishna. That is what Brahma is saying. So, chittadratvamradai vijindyabahubi siddhyandi janmandarehi. That when one starts thinking like that, and that, let me hear about Krishna. Only this thought has to come to the person. And simply by hearing about Krishna, after some time, the mind will start melting. And with that, bhakti will also develop in the heart. This is confirmed by all the great authorities. Bhakteer ulpatti vriddhi. How to develop bhakti inside? How to develop attachment for Krishna? What does bhakti mean? Bhakti is nothing but love for Krishna. One decides to love Krishna. We love so many other objects in this world, but unfortunately we are not able to love Krishna due to our own limitations. So because of that, Bhagavatam is teaching us that process, how to develop love for Krishna. Bhakteer ulpatti vriddhi. How to ulpati? How means development of bhakti? How will that happen? Bhakte ulpati vritti tava charana jusham sangame naiva pumsam. That simply by associating with people who have got attachment for you. When Uddhava asked Krishna, the same answer Krishna gave. How do I develop bhakti? Krishna says to Uddhava, follow those people who are devotees. Just go after them. And catch hold of them and go with them. You will develop bhakti. Simply due to association. Bhakte rulpatti vriddhi tava charana jusham sangami naiva pumsam mahasadye punya bhajam shriya iva jagadam shrimadam sangamena. Due to sangamam, or due to association alone, bhakti will develop. That is the power of bhakti. So when one gets an association opportunity to associate with great devotees of Krishna, that is the easiest process to develop bhakti. Easier than anything else. All the other processes are little difficult. But even easier than hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is if one has that association with a great devotee. That is what Bhagavatam is saying. That that in so many different places in the Bhagavatam you'll notice the same thing. that how do we develop bhakti? Bhakti will develop due to association with great devotees. If that is not available, then Srimad Bhagavatam is the shelter. Hearing Bhagavatam is the process. Bhakteir ulpatti vriddhi tava charana jusham sangame naiva pumsam masadye munyabhajam shriyai vajagadam shrimadam sangamena twal sango deva bhuyan namagalu sadadam tunmukhadunmishadmi tunma ahalpe pragarir bhavati jasudrana bhakti udhuta bhava. That what will happen is twal sango deva bhuyan namagalu sadadam. When somebody comes to hear Srimal Bhagavatam, what is happening is he's sitting there and listening. Tunmukha dunmishadbhi. That when the person is speaking about Krishna, depending on his attachment to Krishna, accordingly what he speaks also will have an impact on the people who listens to it. So the influence of the person depends on the person who is speaking also has a role in that. How sincere he is committed to Krishna consciousness. That has an impact on that person as well. For example, some time ago, this incident happened that one person went and he was listening to a lecture. Somebody was talking about the potency of the holy name. So he raised this question in the class afterwards that if you chant the holy name, I'm a very sick person. I've tried all kinds of treatment and nothing has worked. I'm still very ill. And for that person, what he wanted was, he wanted a cure from the illness because he felt due to my illness, I'm unable to even practice spiritual life. I'm not able to do anything. I'm so disturbed in my life, in my mind and my body as well. I'm unable to do anything properly. He was in such a distressed condition. So he happened to come here for this meeting and he raised this question. If I chant the holy name, will my disease go away? So the person who was speaking, he told them very categorically, he said, if you chant the holy name, you will get cured. He said. After some time, the speaker got sick. The person who was saying all these things, he got sick. So he went to the doctor straight away. The person, he told others that if you chant the holy name, you will get relieved from the illness. When he got sick, he first ever went to the doctor straight away. So that person got confused. He has spoken like this in the class or whatever it was in the meeting. But when he got sick, he went to the doctor straight away. So why is it like that? He got confused. So he went and asked this person, another person who was present there. He asked him that day he told us like this, didn't he? And now when he got sick, look at him, he has gone to doctor like that, he said. So he asked him that, is that right thing to do? That means that chanting the holy name is not capable of curing the illness. He asked this question to another friend who was in the class, happened to be or known to each other. So that person, what did he say? He said, no, if you chant the holy name, you will get cured from the illness. He said to him, you'll get cured from the illness. So then, after saying this to him, the person who said this got a doubt, am I did the right thing or not? Because he also doesn't know whether he'll get cured or not. He also repeated exactly like the other person has repeated. So he goes back to his guru and asked him, whether I have said the right thing. This has happened, all this story he repeated in front of his guru and asked the guru and told the guru that I have said like this is the right thing. So the guru asked him, when you told him, did he get convinced? He said, no, it didn't look like that, he said. I don't think he was convinced with my answer when I told him like this. So the guru told him, then why did you tell him like that? If you are not convinced and if you are not sure about it, why did you tell him? He says, I thought if I have not told him like that, I'm probably offending the holy name. I am committing an offense to the holy name that saying that the holy name cannot cure even an illness. Where is the question of holy name giving a liberation afterwards? If it cannot cure an illness in this body, Where is the question of giving you liberation afterwards? So this is the reason I answered like that, he said. So the Guru told him like this. He said that when you are speaking to people, if you have not experienced what you are speaking yourself, and if you are simply repeating, it will not have any effect on the people who are listening also. First of all, anything that is spoken on behalf of the Holy Name and the potency of the Holy Name, if it has to really influence the person who is hearing that, in order that effect to happen, the person who speaks also has to have that realization that he should also practice what he has preached. If he is not doing that, the result also will be accordingly, that percentage only will be the effect on the people also. Not only that, another person said, can Holy Name, if one chant the Holy Name, can one escape from hunger? Because his problem was hunger. He had difficulty to find food or whatever it was. So, normally what happens is that people think that the ability of the Holy Name, Holy Name's potency will not go up or go down by our saying one thing or the other. It is not going to have any effect on the potency of the Holy Name. Holy Name is potent in itself. Shastras are saying like that. What is lacking in us, we are not taking it up seriously. We don't chant the Holy Name properly and we don't do it to the extent it is required to be done. So therefore, our realizations also are very minimal. And therefore, when we are talking to others also, our own convictions are poor, and therefore the person who is listening also is not being affected by that. But that you can see, when like Srila Prabhupada, when he spoke about the potency of the Holy Name, it affected so many people. Why? Because the Holy Name has already worked on Prabhupada. Prabhupada has realized that Holy Name's potency. And therefore there was no problem at all. Anyone who came to contact with Srila Prabhupada were driven to chant the Holy Name without any further discussion. Only Prabhupada had to say, just chant Hare Krishna. Everybody chanted Hare Krishna. So he was able to make thousands of people all over the world to chant the Holy Name. How did this happen? Because Prabhupada himself realized the value of the Holy Name by his own, in his own way, he realized it. And due to that realization, that whatever he spoke has also influenced others. So this is the way it works. So here, Bhakteirulpatti Vriddhi Tavacharanajusham Sangame Naiva Pumsam Masadye Punyavajam Shriyeva Jagadam Srimadam Sangamena Twal Sango Deva Bhuyan Mamakalu Sadadam Tvanmukha Dunmishadmi Tvanmahalmya Pragarer Bhavadija Sudrada Bhakti Uddhuda Bhavaham. That what will happen is that when one continuously hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee and who is serious about Krishna consciousness, what, the result will be that bhakti ruddhuda pavaham bhavadiya sudranam bhakti. Bhakti will become very firm, firmly fixed up in Krishna consciousness. The person who listens will firmly get fixed up in Krishna consciousness. And the result will be that ruddhuda pavaham, that all the sinful activities and sinful reactions will go away, and that person will be able to further advance in the process of Krishna consciousness. So this is how Jivan Disan Mukaridam Bhavadiya Vartam Stani Estidam Shudikadam Taniwang Manover E Prayasho Ojida Jido Pesidai Strilokyam. That for such a person who has taken to this process seriously of hearing Bhagavadam and continuously enjoying it, not looking this side or that side, decided that Bhagavadam is my shelter. If he follows in that route, one day, by Krishna's mercy, he will also come to the perfectional stage. That is what Brahma is saying here. That Jnane Prayasam Udabhasya Namandameva Jeevandi Sanmukarido Bhavadiya Vartam Stane Sthidam Shudigadam Taniwang Manobir Ye Prayasho Jidajido Pasidai Strilokyam. That the destination of that person is exactly the same, or he will go to a position in due course by Krishna's mercy alone, that by simply hearing about Krishna, he gets qualified to go back home back to Krishna. That is the potency of Bhagavatam. And when such a process has been given, people still go and say that I will try to take the process of Jnana Margam and see that, why not I try that. Jnane Prayasam Udabhasya Namandameva. He has already given up this Jnana Margam, thinking that it is impossible for me to practice this Jnanamargam of the difficulty involved in that, then Jivandesanmukharinam Bhavadiyavartam. All I can do today in my present condition is that I can simply hear about Krishna. That doesn't cost anything. Krishna has given us 2 ears. And those who have got ears can hear about Krishna. All that is required is to continuously hear. Jivandesanmukharinam Bhavadiyavartam. Continuously hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the process. Then, Stane Stidam Shudigadam Tanuvang Manobhiram. That he is not going to change his position in this world. He may be a householder, he may be a brahmachari, he may be a vanaprastham, he may be a sannyasi, no matter what it is, doesn't matter, husband, wife, daughter, any position, whatever it is, he doesn't have to even change the position. He can continue in that role, whatever he is destined to do, but at the same time, mind is attached to Krishna. Paying obeisances to Krishna, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavatam, and reflecting on that, in this way he keeps his life going. That devotee, this is how he lives in this world, not concerned what goes on in this world. It's not his problem. He's not bothered what goes on in this world. Whatever minimum he has to do in this world, he executes that for the sake of maintaining the body and to keep the social life, the social order going. But otherwise he has no interest. Mind is attached to Krishna, nowhere else. That is why he is saying here, Jivandi Sanmukharidam Bhavadiyavartam Stane Stidam Shudigadam Tanuvang Manobhiram. Simply executes wherever position he stays in there. But Tanuvang Manobhiram, mind is attached to, when the words, whatever he does is only to glorify Krishna, nothing else. If he does that, E Prayasho Bijida Jido Pasidai Strilokyam. He gets control over Krishna at the end. How? Krishna, who cannot be controlled by anybody and who wins over everyone else, and that person comes under his control because of this hearing process. So powerful is the process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. That is what Brahma is saying here for our benefit, to make us realize that, not to take it in a light-hearted way. And after saying this, Brahma wanted to talk to us what will happen if you give up bhakti and you take to the process of knowledge. So in this verse, this person has given up knowledge process and taken to bhakti. And in the next verse, he gives up bhakti and takes to the process of knowledge. Let's see what Brahma says. Shreyasudim bhakti mudasya devi bho klishyandiye kevala bhodalabdhaye teshamasau kleshalam eva shishyade nanyadhyada sthula tushavakadinam. Shreyasrudim bhakti mudasya devi bho. He realized that this bhakti process is not suiting me. Somehow or the other, he has concluded like this. Shreyasrudim bhakti mudasya devi bho klishyandiye kevala bhodalabdhaye. Then he has also realized that he decided that I will go take to the process of jnanam and see what happens. So then he starts his activities in that way. So what will happen? What will happen is this, that avyaktam margayanda shudhivirabhinayai kevala jnana lubdham. That the destination is unknown in jnanamargam, isn't it? That is the first problem. Where are we going? We don't know that. We say that we want to realize ourselves, and we also say we want to liberate ourselves from this. But we have got a very vague picture of all these things, what liberation means, what the destination is. We say Brahman. What is Brahman? Who knows where it is, how to get there? And if you get there, what will it be like? In theory, we can discuss a lot of things, and jnanis will talk about it. As I mentioned before, if you ask jnanis, they will not say what it is. What it is not, they will say. They will say everything what it is not, and at the end they will say, if you take away all these things, what is left? That is Brahman, they will say like that. So, if somebody gives you an answer like this, and based on that, if you go in that route, you won't get there very far, would you? So, it is just like somebody asked you, what's the way to Watford? You say to him, that there are so many roads going in England, A41, A51, A61, all these roads are going. You can go in all these roads, one day you will get to Watford. You won't get to Watford in that way, because you don't know the route. That nothing is clear. That is our situation. It's exactly the same in Jnanamargam also. That Jnanamargam, the difficulty is this. We don't know what will happen. That is why it says like this. Avyaktam margayandaha. Avyaktam. It is unclear to us. Shudhvir abhinaya ikevala jnanalubdham. But the desire inside is very strong to cultivate knowledge. And at the same time, the desire is there, but the process is unknown. the destination is unknown, everything is unknown. And you are working very hard in that route. And while working in that route, after some time, no matter who it is, one day you will get tired. Nobody has that strength of mind to do that. Nobody has that strength of mind to do it. For a long, long time in life, and to make it successful, it's very, very difficult. Then what happens is, at the end of life, all this knowledge what you have accumulated, that alone is the profit, nothing else. Klishyante deva siddhim bahudara manusham handameva apnuvandi. This is jnani's process. Now take to the process of yogis. What the yogis do? Yogis are more interesting. Yogis decided that this Ashtanga Yoga system, yamam, neyamam, asanam, pranayamam, pratyaharam, dharana, dhyanam, samadhi, the Ashtanga Yoga system, they've taken to that. They decided to follow that route. And that means extreme control on the mind, senses, intelligence and the body. What you eat, how you live. You have to be very, very extremely careful. And one has to progress in this path of Ashtanga Yoga. Klishyante deva siddhim. So if you put a lot of effort and energy into that, eventually you will get some siddhis out of it, isn't it? Klishyante deva siddhim bahudara janusham handameva apnuvandim. Still you are not anywhere near the goal. Goal is still very, very far. Some siddhis have come. After so much endeavor, a little success has come. That is yoga. Once it so happened that one person, he spent a long time in practicing this Ashtanga Yoga. And through that process, he developed the capacity to walk over water. To walk over water. So when he got this success, capacity to walk over water, one day, his spiritual master used to live on the opposite side of a river. So one day, after many, many years, he got the success in this. So he walked over the water and got to the other side and went to see his spiritual master. So this, and he was very proudly declaring to the spiritual master that I have developed this siddhi now. Klishyante deva siddhim bahudara janisham handameva apnuvandi. So the spiritual master told him that how long did it take to get to this stage? He said. So he said, well, I am started from a very early age. I was 18 or 20 when I started this. Now I am close to 50. So something like 30, 35 years, I have worked hard to get to this stage, he said. All right, he said. How much does it cost to cross the river by boat? He said, that time crossing Ganga River was worth about 10 pence or something. 10 paisa you can say. 10 paisa. He says, that's what it is worth. He said, for you could have crossed this river by 10 paisa. What else have you gained from this? From this siddhi? That is the important point. That 30, 35 years of your life you have wasted to develop some siddhi. And from klishyante deva siddhim bahudara janusham handameva apnuvandi. What do you do with this? What have you gained from this? Human life is much more precious. It is meant for developing Krishna consciousness. That is the highest perfection of Krishna, of the human life. That is what is pointed on. Dhuraste karma yogam, karma yoga velam anayam bhakti yogam. Dhuraste karma yoga abhija parama phalam. Karma yogam, no, for example, forget about jnanam, forget about yogam. Take about karmam. If somebody thinks that I am a karma yogi, I am following the process of karma, I will execute karma and see, the result is long, long away. That's why he says, Dhuraste karma yogo bija parama phalam. If you want to get the result of karma yogam, you may have to go a very, 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 very long way. It is not going to happen overnight, because just like in jnana yogam and ashtanga yogam, karma yogam is also a long drawn process. Why? Because to execute that process without being I am the doer and that consciousness to work and I am the consciousness required, not expecting the results from that. In that way, to execute whole life and to become perfect in that, Dhuraste karma yogo bija parama phalam, to get that final result, it's a long way to go. That's the conclusion of the Shastram. അന്വയം ഭക്തിയോഗം ആമൂല ഹൃദ്യദേവ സ്വരിതമപമൈ പ്രാപകോ വർദ്ധതാമേം.
ബട്ട് വെൻ യു കം ടു ഭക്തിയോഗം, ദ ഹോൾ സിനാരിയോ ചേഞ്ചസ്, എവറിങ് ചേഞ്ചസ് ദ. വൈ?
ദൂരസ്ഥ കർമ്മയോഗോപി ച പരമഫലേ അന്വയം ഭക്തിയോഗം ആമൂല ദേവഹൃദ്യം.
ദാറ്റ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഹാപ്പിനെസ് ഫ്രം ബിഗിനിങ് ടു എൻഡ് ഇൻ ഭക്തി പ്രോസസ്. ഭക്തിയോഗം, ഇഫ് വൺ ടേക്സ് ടു ഇറ്റ് ആൻഡ് വൺ ഗെറ്റ് അറ്റാച്ച് ടു ഇറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഡെവലപ് ഡിവോഷൻ ഇൻ ദ ഹാർട്ട്, ദൻ നാച്ചുറലി ഭക്തി പ്രോസസ് ഇസ് എ വെരി സ്വീറ്റ് പ്രോസസ്. ദർ ഈസ് നോ സ്ട്രഗിൾ ലൈക്ക് ഇൻ ജ്ഞാനം, അഷ്ടാംഗയോഗം ഓർ കർമ്മയോഗം. That struggle doesn't exist in Bhakti Yoga. It is such an easy process. It goes, you have to go along with it and eventually you will get there. Just like somebody decided to cross the river. He got into the boat. So the captain told the passenger, you can sleep now. I'll wake you up when we get there. So that is the position of the devotee. He gets into the process of bhakti and goes with it. And eventually he reaches the destination. In the morning, when the boat arrives in Vaikuntham, or when it arrives the other side of the river, captain wakes him up. You are there now. Please get down. There it is. So, So the prayer to Krishna is, somehow or the other, give me devotion. That is the prayer. That how to become a devotee of Krishna? How to get that devotion from Krishna? By Krishna's mercy alone, that devotion comes to the devotee. So the glory of bhakti is discussed in this Brahma's prayers, particularly in comparison with jnanam, how bhakti is superior. Shreyasudim bhakti udasya devibho klishyandiye kevala bodhalabhaye teshamahau kleshalameva shishyade. That Brahma compares here that this bhakti the process of jnanamargam is such, he has thrown away bhakti. He said it doesn't suit me. So he has taken to shreya srudim bhakti mudasya devibo klishandiye kevala bodhalabdhaye, and he is struggling hard, very hard, to make progress on the path of knowledge. And what is it like? Shreya bodhalabdhaye teshamasaukleshalameva shishyade. That he is struggling very, very hard. How? Nanyadhyada stula tushavaghadinam. All he is doing is, he is beating the husk to get the grain out of it. The husk, what it is already gone from there. Is there going to anything come out of it? Nothing will come. Brahma is saying here in this verse that his process, his endeavor, effort in that process is like that. It is not going to succeed. That is what he has confirmed here. So, in these two verses from Brahma Stuti, we have to understand that Brahma is agreeing to, saying to Krishna that this process of bhakti is much more simpler to execute and much more easier to follow, and make me a devotee. That is Brahma's prayers. So we have to also follow the same route. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.